home for epic playoff clashes, and for others, some never-too-early draft talk, semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, guy. Good. It's the playoffs.
Yay!
Yeah, how are your Vikings doing? Sorry, it's that's a hard shot. That's a hard shot so early in your day.
I was really being positive in the show, too.
You were. It was nice.
I was going to be.
Were you? In which part? The part where we make no? Okay, well, dang. All right, fair enough. No, I was just looking at the playoff matchups for the NFL playoffs have officially started.
That's just mean.
They go on Saturday.
You know what now?
Yes.
Just because of that, I'm really going to root for Chicago.
I was going to ask, where do you sit? That was actually...
I'm going to root for Chicago.
That was going to be my real question is, as a Vikings fan, are you more anti-Packer or more anti... Yes. Okay. All right.
Chicago's so down there, I don't even know. I don't care.
That's fair. The Wisconsin is right across the street.
When I live in Wisconsin, I got to hear it from people like you.
That's fair.
On a weekly basis.
Fair enough.
Is it?
No, yeah, because not a lot of Bears fans have a lot of history of like great things to talk about from there.
Other than 1985.
One time. Yeah, one time about 40 years ago.
So do you want to talk about that wild card game this Saturday?
I mean, that's the thing. The Packers and Bears are actually playing in a playoff game this Saturday.
Yeah. And for the first time in a very long time,
the
Bears are actually ranked higher.
The Bears are a favorite. It's surprising. The Bears are favored by only a point and a half. At home, in the playoffs, winning the division by less than a field goal against your division rivals. Surprises me because the Bears beat the Packers very recently.
And it was a full roster. I mean, the normal roster.
Yeah. Everybody, yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seemed to be, you know, go time. And the Bears...
I think they split the series.
They did. They were 1-1. It was surprising to me. If I were gonna say, I would say the Bears should win this game. They've proven themselves over the course of the season to have a better quarterback, a better offensive and defensive line, better injury management. They've had better coaching decisions,
better wide receivers.
Yes, than Green Bay. Chicago is not missing their premier defense, their best player, Green Bay is.
Yeah.
They're making the playoffs, unfortunately, is sort of the yay for the Packers this year. They made the playoffs. They uglied their way through.
Did they make it last year?
They did make it last year. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yes, we did make the playoffs last year. And that it's unfortunate because Chicago has had a great year.
Yeah.
A lot
of people think they're a year ahead of what they were supposed to be.
Sure, yeah. So. But, I mean, last year they were at the bottom of the NFC North. They were, 7-10, 8-10?
No, not even that good.
Did they win six games last year?
No.
So they've turned it around nearly completely. Yeah. Their head coach is brand new. Yeah, their head coach from last year was fired as the defensive coordinator year. So Eberflus not having a great 365 days. He's been fired twice in a year by two of my least favorite franchises. That's pretty nice job. No, I mean when you compare apples,
it should be a good game.
It should be a great game. This is where, as the Packer fan, you've kind of been waiting all year. You've assumed, we're going to make the playoffs. Well, mm-hmm. and they've coasted right along. You start out the season at 3-4, 4-0. You stumble against some poor teams like Dallas and Cleveland, and I mean, I guess Carolina's not they're a playoff team. So their losses have come against understandable competition if you're Green Bay, but. I mean,
it wasn't pretty.
It was not. It was not. A lot of the times when I watched, I watched some Chicago Bears.
By the way, your backup,
mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Clayton Toon, you talking?
Yeah. I think they cut him already, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. That's another guy. He's had a rough year. Yeah. He's on the practice squad, goes from demoted to cut. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's practice squad quarterback, man. This shows you just how difficult it is to find, target, and develop NFL quarterbacks who aren't your starter. It's one thing to develop a starter because you pour all that time and effort in. They've got natural ability.
Yeah.
Getting a backup ready is not like a backup running back. It's not like a backup.
So I'm assuming in the offseason you're back to trying to find a backup because Malik Willis is going to get paid.
Willis is going to get paid his $20 million from somebody that could use like a let's say a Minnesota that's looking for a bridge quarterback, that's looking for some improved quarterback
or
play.
Or competition.
A veteran in the room. Some kind of competition that feels like competition.
Right.
No, they would be
Carson Wentz.
Not a Carson Wentz, not a Josh Dobbs, not...
Not Kirk Cousins,
not
please.
He might be around. You know, you could get a reunion tour with Kirk Cousins.
Not that payroll.
if you're Green Bay, no, you're absolutely going to spend the offseason. It's on your list.
Yeah.
The offseason hasn't started yet for Green Bay, so I don't want to get...
It will
Saturday. I don't want to jinx it.
It will after Saturday.
I mean,
don't
only teams that disappointed and didn't make the playoffs, we can talk about their offseason. How's a... Vikings draft picks.
So, we're going to talk about the games this weekend.
Yeah, we can. So if I'm Green Bay, I'm not going to talk about the offseason until it's officially here, but I would suggest a score of something like 27.
It's going to be weird.
I'm going to say 27-14. I am going to... It's not going to be as close
as... For your Packers?
No. I think Chicago... Wow. I think Chicago is
you're different from the usual Packer fan.
I'm a realistic football fan who happens to like the Packers. Yeah, man, Chicago has played really well. Their coaching staff puts them in the position to succeed in spots like this. I think Caleb Williams is set to make a jump into superstar neighborhood. He's gone from Heisman Trophy to number one pick to kind of a bust to this year. Really looks like somebody that is the face of the NFL. I think he makes that leap in this playoffs. Sure. I really do. I think it's the time for the young folks. As it were, not that Jordan Love's an old man veteran, but Caleb Williams is 23 years old. Most of their roster is in their first draft cycle. You know, like they're a young,
they've
hungry
been,
team.
The only kind of the knock on it is that they've been only winning barely by one score games. So they've been all close. Mm-hmm. A win is a win, though.
And, I mean, we talked because the Vikings had this a couple of years ago when they were winning. Their point differential was like 6 points for the entire year, but they were a 13-win team.
Yeah. And then lost it.
Then they lost. I was just going to say, unfortunately, they lost right away in the playoffs.
Daniel Jones has got more playoff wins.
We weren't going to talk about that. We weren't going to talk about Vikings playoff
Still
games,
doesn't have
were
any more
we?
Playoff
no,
wins. I mean,
no.
All right. So you're thinking the Bears are going to win.
I do.
I agree.
I can't. I mean, I'd love to be wrong. I would love for somebody to be like, see, I told you so.
Sure.
Because, yeah, I do root for the Packers in a Super Bowl, but I can't line it up. There's nothing. You can have a playoff Jordan Love game. You can. I don't think Josh Jacobs
I don't think the magic that they went on that run several years ago is going to happen again.
It doesn't feel it. But that's where you end up being wrong, right?
Yeah.
Like it would be a surprise, so maybe it could happen. If you were talking about how they were the number one and they were going to win, maybe not. But no, I can't. Out of 10, if they played 10 times, I'd say Chicago wins 7 times.
Wow.
They're a better team.
Yeah.
And they're without... I mean, the Packers' best players are currently hurt. You've got wide receivers who still can't get on the field.
Yeah.
You've got injured running backs. You've got a quarterback coming off concussion protocol. You've got your best defensive player...
You're paying a lot of money for
not seeing the field for games like this. So, what other games are going on in the wild card opening round?
We got Saturday Rams-Panthers. Rams will win that one.
Rams are going to win that one. Panthers,
the Panthers beat them.
They did beat them earlier in the year.
A couple of weeks ago,
but
actually.
But I think the Rams are the Super Bowl pick for the NFC.
I think Seattle.
Okay. I like that pick, too. I like a
defense
wins championships type of setup. I do.
And Darnold won one under pressure.
Finally. Yeah. If he would have done that for the Vikings last year, he'd still be with the Vikings this year, I would think. Side note.
Maybe.
Side note to that.
So Saturday, it's a night game for you, your Packers and Bears.
Yeah, that's prime time. It's on, by the way, I promised I wasn't going to get mad about this. It's on Amazon Prime.
On
makes
Saturday
me
night?
So angry. Yeah.
Jeez.
I hope I'm wrong because I looked through that and I was instantly salty for all of us Packer fans. Tell me I'm wrong. Can you please tell me I'm wrong about this and that I'm just an
no,
old man.
I think you're wrong because it's saying Hulu or live, and then
okay, good.
I bet you it's a network game.
I very much want to be wrong about that.
Amazon is only contracted on Thursdays.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I was told this information, and I thought that's what I read. Never mind. I got nothing to be angry about.
Good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sunday, Bills, Jags.
The Bills. I like, honestly, the Bills are my pick. Bills and Rams in the Super Bowl is my pick.
It needs to happen.
Okay.
But it ain't gonna happen.
Fair.
Honestly, I think Trevor Lawrence needs to show up.
This is his moment.
This is just as big as Josh Allen and them winning, going all the way.
With them winning one playoff
game. This is the Jags going, we got to win this to show. And they're hot this last 6 weeks.
They've won 9 games in a row, yeah. Jacksonville has. Trevor Lawrence is playing like Trevor Lawrence was a former number one overall pick.
Right.
And he's now playing what looks like number one pick football, and that
their defense looks really, really good.
They're the only team with a top five offense and top five defense in the league this year, which does tell you that they have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
And they have been playing top teams. So
I believe that this is where the best player in this playoffs, I believe, is Josh Allen.
Yes, I believe that too.
I think this is that spot where he can carry a team because there's no Joe Burrow. There's no Lamar Jackson. Yep. You don't have some of the premier quarterback names. He is the guy.
Yeah, I think of all the teams, he's got the biggest pressure.
Absolutely. Yep. So. Yep. His coach was talked about as if they don't do real well, might get fired sort of neighborhood, and now they are.
Yep.
They didn't win their division. The Patriots won their division. But as far as talent on that roster, Bills are my pick to get to a Super Bowl.
Their defense is kind of shoddy.
Fair enough.
Later or Sunday afternoon is 49ers Eagles.
I like that game. That's obvious to me.
I
want to
see what happens
like
that one.
The best, like the talent for talent, the dollars for dollars.
If
that
the 49ers
feels like,
go, mm-hmm. like let's say they go to the Super Bowl.
Sure, yeah.
I think Kyle Shanahan should get like Coach of the Year.
Do they ever decide that before?
There it is, a regular, but I mean, it should be cool. I mean, that's just to be able to do that with that roster that isn't there.
Right. The problems that we were talking about with Green Bay, why they were struggling to win, is why the Niners were winning.
It's like half rookies are just like,
yeah. No, the Niners players, their depth has shown
through. Can I get
their
scouting department for Minnesota, please?
No, you cannot. You got to hire them, actually. Okay. You got to make the right hire.
All right. Chargers-Patriots Sunday night.
I mean, the Chargers are not a play. They're never a Super Bowl playoff team, even if. I'm going to say the Patriots. Patriots feel like they can win that one.
Patriots
haven't
played anybody, though, really.
The Chargers have. They underperform in the playoffs going back a generation.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's one of those. They've been doing this for a long time where they look good and they fall apart.
Texans-Steelers, Monday Night Football.
Ooh, I like the Texans to win that
defense,
game. That defense looks legit.
Shroud's starting to look good again.
Is it okay to say I root for Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs? I can say that, right? As a former, how about you? You don't.
I don't care.
As a former, used to be
AFC,
in your.
I don't care.
That's fair. I watched him play.
My Denver Broncos are number one seed.
I watched that Sunday game last week to finish off the season. Ravens Steelers.
If Ravens would have won, Jim Harbaugh would still be there.
One of the two. Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously because of Baylor, but he went. I don't think he would have lost his job.
I think
this year.
One of those two coaches, it was an elimination. It was a playoff. It was an elimination for the team and for the coach. I believe either Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, who've both been there for 18 to 20 years apiece, would have gotten justifiably fired by the end of that game. I do root for at this point. I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers win a playoff game. I do. I do. You know, I'm not so deep of a Packer fan that I felt like he offended me when he left. It sounded like the team was tired of him as much as he was tired of the team.
Buddy, I just looked it up.
What'd you look up? What'd the internet tell you?
You could be mad again.
Oh, it is okay. Tell me something that makes me mad. I like that. We're not live, so feel free.
Can I watch the Packers game?
Oh, you don't do that. Let's just talk about other things, man. Yeah, why would they can't do that to me? It's a playoff game, correct?
It says Saturday night primarily on Amazon
All
Prime
right.
Video.
Good. Thanks. I didn't
local
wanna...
TV. Go to Green Bay and watch it there or Fox.
How close do I got to go before we're considered local?
Green Bay.
That's a little far. Yeah. A little far.
Okay, so NFL still going on. Monday's carousel of coaching.
Yeah, you want it? Who got? Can you bring that up?
Yeah, I got it.
As you're scrolling through, they call it Black Monday.
It's a fun day.
It's
because it's not my team.
Because that's the thing is my team. Well, actually, my Arizona Cardinals fired their coach finally after a number of disappointing seasons. After their third consecutive 4-12 season, something like that.
So Arizona Cardinals, Tennessee Titans, and New York Giants already had fired their coaches earlier in the season. Falcons fired Raheem Morris.
You know, that's a when your quarterback fails you, your general manager and your coach have to get fired. It's the price you pay. They traded up for Michael Penix and signed Kirk Cousins in the same year.
Michael Penix got hurt.
And Kirk Cousins didn't play all that well.
Fifth knee injury.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he had a bunch in college. He was a risk going into the pros.
Kirk, when he came in now in this last part, he didn't look bad.
Functional. He was a functional quarterback, as Kirk Cousins can be.
Yeah. Cleveland fired Kevin Stefanski.
He's a former coach of the year. Two-time coach of the year, former Vikings offensive coordinator, correct?
He's a good yes, briefly.
I thought that's where he made the made the lap.
Because he started in Minnesota. Yep. He was there for 14 years doing odd position, positions, but yeah.
And I mean, he was coaching. It was a team as Packers fans, you watched him. The Cleveland beat Green Bay this year. Not because of their offense. Kevin Stefanski as an offensive wizard didn't show me anything. Their defense dominated, and he still got fired, which was understandable because they were terrible. And
easy to do. Las Vegas Raiders fired Pete Carroll on a 3-year contract.
That one was a surprise because Pete Carroll was new this year. Not new to anybody else because he's been a retread now for... This is his one, two...
Not new for the Raiders.
This is his third offense. This is third NFL gig and his fourth gig overall.
Yeah, something like that.
The Raiders have fired 5 coaches in a row. If you were talking earlier, they've been hiring... They're still paying for coaches from 5 years ago.
Yes.
They had a 10-year contract for John Gruden they're still paying for.
That one is a little...
Their owner, Mark Davis, is... Not only does he own the worst haircut that I've ever seen, he is the worst owner in sports. Yeah. I think he can officially, if you were listing the reasons why and why not...
He's up there.
He beats the guy from Cleveland. He beats former Brewers owner Bud Selig. He's really, really bad. His dad was great, Al Davis, as an owner. He is not good as an owner.
And last but not least...
Who else got fired?
Baltimore Ravens head coach of 18 years, John Harbaugh.
Future Hall of Famer.
He will be. Yep.
Future Hall of Fame coach... That was a surprise. I couldn't
believe
they
fired him.
I remember when he got hired. Okay, I remember it's been so long that I remember him being a young assistant and getting this head coaching job. I remember the Harbaugh Super Bowl a couple
Ravens
of years
San
ago,
Francisco.
And that was 10 years ago. You know, like that's how long he's been a coach for. He's coached multiple MVPs. He's coached really. I mean, he's a special teams coach by nature, but I guess after 18 years, you are a head coach. And I guess the thrill was just sort of gone, right? Like
But he was fired.
Right.
It wasn't one of those mutually agreed to part ways.
Interesting that
he got fired, which is really, on a Hall of Fame coach like that's done a lot for your organization for 18 years.
Something had to have been said that...
Sounded like he had lost the locker room. After so many years of saying the same thing, doing the same thing, kind of, it's like Mike Tomlin.
That's fair. You can hear the drum of somebody saying, row the boat, row the boat, row the boat. And eventually you say, man, you row the boat. I'm tired of rowing this boat. I want to get a different boat.
But he, 45 minutes after being fired, they were saying, his agent said there were 7 teams asking to interview.
Which is interesting because we only named 5 teams that got
fired. There's 7 teams available.
Sure.
It's including the Baltimore Ravens.
Hmm.
There's at least 1 or 2 teams.
That would fire their head coach for him immediately.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't as a Vikings.
I would love to see that drama.
As a Vikings, you wouldn't. The Vikings, that's not a step up for the Vikings.
No.
That's not necessarily a step up for the Packers or the Bears or the Lions. But you start running through the league, you're like, oh. That would be an improvement over a lot of coaches in the
Dallas.
League. Dallas could use a real coach, sure.
Washington Raiders or Commanders?
Sure, yeah. Dan Quinn is still there, but he shouldn't be.
Miami.
And Miami Dolphins. Yeah, perfect. The Miami Dolphins. That's they've needed stability. That's a franchise that kind of like when Pete Carroll, who got fired, was brought into Vegas. It was brought in because he's got cachet. He's got stability. John Harbaugh brings with him 18 years of stability in a franchise. He knows the way. He knows the right coaches to hire. He knows.
We always say it, but it's rhetoric, but it's culture.
Sure.
He changes wherever he's going to go, because he's going to go someplace. Someone's going to pay him a lot.
I don't figure him being fired for long.
No. I think he's going to wait until the playoffs and see if maybe a job or two. I mean, if you're him, would you take Buffalo job if they fire?
Yes. Any of the teams in the playoffs would be happy to take John Harbaugh as a coach. That's a difference between, well, you saw what happened with Chicago. You hire a real coach, that's worth 5 wins.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big jump to go, if you're Miami, to go from 8
wins.
He's
the number one. I mean, he's the number one coach on everybody's list.
Sure.
He's got to be.
I mean, we don't have in front of us the list of the offensive and defensive coordinators for some of these top, because that's inevitably who gets hired in these coaching cycles.
But someone's going to hire Kevin Stefanski to fix that.
I mean, you think so?
Yes.
I think he's an offensive coordinator.
I think he'll get a head coaching job, because everybody will look at him going, we don't know why you went to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry. We think you're better than that.
I mean, culture is what you allow. He allowed his team.
The Raiders.
I think he would end up back with you're going to roll your eyes, but offensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. Stefanski. Just like Brian Flores.
That would be great.
Just like Brian Flores restarted his career.
Yeah, you don't have to bring
But Brian Flores could be a absolute head coach.
I think
he's qualified.
I don't want to lose Flo, but I see him at Baltimore.
You could see Brian Flores. I could see Brian Flores with
defense.
What about Cleveland? Cleveland could use.
No, he knows better.
That's
he's a smart guy.
Fair.
Especially for a team that has been known for their defense.
Okay.
Not that I want to lose Brian Flores at all.
No, not necessarily.
No, not really. But, So aside from the coaches, what's the team that's the biggest drop? Probably Buffalo, right? Or not Buffalo, but Baltimore?
Baltimore, to me, is the perfect job for... That should be the absolute number.
Because they were talking them going all the way.
They've got... At the beginning of the year, they had the most talented roster.
They still do.
That's exactly right. Their team next year will still have Lamar Jackson. Your team next year will still have Derrick Henry.
Hopefully you still use
him. Kyle Hamilton in the safety. Yep. They've done really, really well, which is why you don't fire your... Normally in a spot like this, your coach and GM, who've been together for 18 years, kind of leave together too.
Usually.
This was not the case. The GM for the Ravens was not fired. But the guy that he had hired alongside him, he had to fire him. No, that's your number one job.
Aside from them, then, who do you think?
Oh, I mean...
Giants?
No. Well, I mean, Giants do have things like a quarterback in place. The problem with that is once your quarterback is in place, you're expected to win it now.
Sure.
You don't get a year to develop your guy. You don't...
Atlanta?
Yes. Well, no, that has the same problem. So Atlanta's got... $60 million, $70 million invested in quarterbacks, and neither of them are good. No, it ends up being, for me, is you end up with probably...
Not Arizona.
I mean, it's not Arizona because they're a forgotten franchise.
And the Raiders.
It is the Raiders.
No.
I really think, because you are at the absolute bottom. You aren't...
But they've been at the absolute bottom for so long that who'd want to take that job going, why would I sit here for 3 years... to be fired in one when I missed out on this job, and this job?
I think because, like I said, they have nothing. There's a nothing going on with that team. Like, they don't have a quarterback.
They will, because
they don't
have
a running back. They have the number one pick.
You got a running back?
They don't have a good running back.
That did you know of?
Yes, correct. So
he's a rookie.
I think for me, that's the one where it's got Tom Brady. It's got...
I see that as one of the worst jobs.
Okay, fair. I mean,
next to Cleveland.
It depends on who that coach is, right? Like, if a Kevin Stefanski, I think he could turn around in Oakland.
Yeah.
That feels like, okay, you're getting some flash, you're getting some pizzazz, but you're getting some stability in there.
Sure.
That's not a young man's. That is.
I guess it's, I mean,
that's not a first timer's job.
Some people might think as Arizona might be the one because you have a roster other than Kyler.
Right.
But I wouldn't want to do that, because then you're playing against...
Yeah, you're in the best division
Seattle,
in football.
Seattle. No.
No, and that's again why I think a place like Oakland is your spot, because I think Kansas City's on their way down. I think they're such an empty shell that you could actually, you could see instant improvement. You could go from 3 wins to 6 wins to 10 wins.
What about Tennessee? I mean, this list has them right in the middle. I mean, they've got a quarterback.
I admittedly, besides quarterback, know nothing about their roster. Yeah, I don't know anything on that. But that's just, for me, that's where it's at for me. But Baltimore, to me, is the job.
No, it is. Absolutely.
It feels like one of those where you could hire just about anybody, and they should be able to win 10 games.
You'd think that.
You'd think they'd be able to win 10 games.
Todd Monken's their OC, though.
You could promote him, right? Isn't that a guy that's been talked about long enough, although their offensive struggles this year would lead you to believe that maybe he's not the guy to lead a team?
Nope.
So that, like I said, that's the really, really fun.
This is, I mean, for me, I'm unfortunately this is my off season already because.
Okay. Yeah. Because you're a Vikings fan, so you sort of have to.
I got to see the other stuff. Quick. Mm-hmm. Harrison Smith and CJ Ham probably are retiring.
That seems fair. I was going to ask.
I watched that game because I could see it because it was on. Yes.
Did they feel a little?
It felt like, oh, it's done. They're gone. I mean, unless Harrison, he's up on his contract's up. So unless he goes, I feel like it, doing 17 games again, you know, I don't know.
Sure.
That's a thing. I mean, at 37 years old.
It's hard to believe.
But he had a great year.
He did have a great year. But he also, I mean.
I could see him retiring as a player and then Minnesota just bringing him back as a coach.
Sure. I mean,
DB coach, who wouldn't want to listen to him?
That is how players do end up. Guys like Josh McCown go from playing to coaching. There's a natural progression. Yeah. That's how Kevin O'Connell ended up going.
He was a horrible quarterback.
Quarterback, and he gets to was it with the Patriots for a while, and then he worked his way over to
He was a Dan Lafsky, Fitzgerald. But by the way, you got a minute and a half left.
What?
Yeah.
Man, we didn't even. Well, it's okay. Actually.
Badgers.
We get to talk about.
We're
going to talk about the Badgers real quick.
Yeah.
The Badgers brought in the transfer portal happened with college football, right? Like it's free agency all over again. They brought Billy Edwards was their quarterback. They brought in on the transfer portal last year. He played in one game. He transferred out to North Carolina, where he'll be competing with Bill Belichick's buddies for a starting spot there. They brought in Colton Joseph. Colton Joseph was from Old Dominion.
Okay.
Dual threat quarterback, a top 15 transfer. He's got 2 years left. He's good. He's as talented as a quarterback as the Badgers have brought in since Russell Wilson. So that's an upgrade. They upgraded at running back. Good. They got a guy from USC. They got guys from Iowa State.
I mean, starting to see it. We only got a little bit here, but you're starting to see what this NIL is starting to do. Their intention was to bring parity.
Yes.
I mean, with Indiana being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
There it is.
And that's exactly it. I can't tell you if it's going to make a huge impact on the Badgers roster, but I can tell you they won 3 or 4 games last year.
15.
So everybody who left can leave, and we can get better, hopefully. We'll talk about this more next week.
Okay.
Thank you for showing up. Everybody, have a wonderful new year. Have a great weekend. Thanks again. Bye.